The contributions of late President Mills in various sectors of development in the country keep manifesting as heads of institutions keep signing the book of condolence. The acting managing director of the Electricity Company of Ghana, ECG, William Hutton Mensah, took his turn today at the conference center in Accra. He said the company will partner the Volta River Authority and GridCo to make sure there are no power outages during the funeral ceremony. Mr. Hutton Mensah said it is the least ECG can do to honor the memory of President Mills.
At the event venue, we are providing generation facility to ensure that in case there's any outage, we'll have the generators to complement the national grid. What we've also done is to advise all gangs not to do any maintenance activities from now to Sunday. We also have got some contractors to do some rehabilitation works on the streetlights to ensure that the city is brighter. At those places where we know there will be the major functions, I've put standby teams there to ensure that electricity is available for those events. We have been in touch with our sister utility companies, the BRN. They've given us the assurance that during this period, virtually there will not be any load shedding. But in case there's a need for it, we'll make sure that where the national events are taking place will not be affected.
The chairman of the PURC, Emmanuel Annan, also described the late president as a pivot around which the PURC revolved. He said his efforts to strengthen institutions and facilitate growth was done with diligence and commitment. The president of the Ghana National Association of Driving Schools, Reverend Amankwa Adu, for his part, called on the motoring public to be cautious as they convey mourners to the funeral and burial grounds.
When all doors were closed to our petitions, our president opened his for us, and today the law is passed. May his soul rest in perfect. We should all advise ourselves, especially the motoring public, to make sure we give our president a befitting burial. We should drive cautiously and make sure we convey the mourners from and to the funeral grounds safely.
Commenting on the views that President Mills was used as a sacrificial lamb to bring peace to Ghanaians during the forthcoming elections, a commissioner of the Church of Christ, Dan Owusu Isiama, said President Mills lived his life for Ghana. He said the lessons drawn from his death must not be forgotten.